KVU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of 70 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the ever-present nuclear threat, Thursday, August 6th, at the Japanese American Historical Plaza at Waterfront Park in Portland. 70 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki will feature speakers and performers, including Portland Taiko, and will provide opportunities for attendees to get involved in efforts to abolish nuclear weapons. That's 70 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The ever-present nuclear threat, Thursday, August 6th, 6 p.m. at the Japanese American Historical Plaza at Northwest NATO Parkway and Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, July 20th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Coming up, 15 minutes of news, comment, and jiggery pokery. With me, Chris Andre, for KBOO News. We are trying right now to get Dr. John Shramsky from the University of Georgia on the show. He and colleagues wrote a piece recently analyzing the thermodynamics of the planet, the way that energy and heat are exchanged, and he's looking into the chemical energy specifically stored in plants and the rate at which it is being destroyed to establish, and he has established the consequences of this continuing. And one brief quote before we hit a few more headlines. We're also speaking with Jody McCaffrey today, bringing us up to speed on the latest insanity from the powers that be, the energy industry, which has had a beating of lies on Coos Bay and Jordan Cove for these many decades now. And it seems every week they amp up the pressure. Don't forget that the corporate interests at Jordan Cove have limitless resources. They have armies of lawyers. They have sources of finance that boggle the mind. And for whatever ridiculous reasons, they've decided that it's Coos Bay or nothing. That returns us back to the work that John Shramsky has done and what it implies for the future of the human species. We have simply breeding ourselves to extinction. There are too many people. The carrying capacity of planet Earth has been reached and exceeded many times over. Feeding the planet is the worst possible idea at this stage. What we're doing is we are simply eating and breeding ourselves into extinction. The planet is only capable of carrying so much of this species. We are a very destructive species, to say the least. We, of course, are still awaiting the arrival of the icebreaker Veneca that Shell intends to use. It's the critical and crucial piece. It's not just, oh, let's send two icebreakers. Nope, this one has a critical piece that is needed to begin the drilling in the Arctic, which Shell planned to do by the end, begin by the end of July. The drilling vessels, the Polar Pioneer, and the get this, of course, the Noble Discoverer, are about to resume their acts of of destruction in the Arctic. And we'll see what happens when the Fennica does arrive. We've been poised for a while now. We talked about it last week. 5555 North Channel Drive. That's where Vigor Industries is located. And probably you'll be finding it via kayak. So that's the other part too. They are pieces of the puzzle, so do we. And straight from the horse's mouth, more than half a century of Cold War and lingering enmity came an abrupt but quiet end today. The U.S. and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations. It's about time. What foolishness. It's like two old aunties in the family who won't speak to each other and have long forgotten what the problem was in the first place. And Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley arrived at the Netroots Nation convention hoping to impress some of the party's most influential activists. And things did heat up a little bit. Demonstrators protesting cases of police brutality and the treatment of black Americans by law enforcement, and made a good point, but not in a way that was constructive. New Mexico's historian Robert Stahl filed a petition on Friday with New Mexico Supreme Court to order the state's medical examiner to create, get this, this is the best thing yet, the document for the legendary outlaw Billy the Kid. Stahl says that he hopes the court will order the Office of the Medical Investigator to consider the evidence and determine whether William Bonney's death can be certified. They're getting a death certificate for it. Yes, Billy the Kid. The climate change activists are down in Coos Bay, but mainly led by Jody McCaffrey, our guest today. More activists down there would be great. If anybody out there listening happens to be a lawyer who is knowledgeable in these types of areas, please do get in touch with Citizens Against LNG. There it is on the website. And Jody will probably be able to talk a little bit more about what we as activists, as listeners, as people involved and concerned, what we can do to shoulder the responsibility that we all share. Good morning, Jody. Thank you very much for being back with us again today on Cascadia, KBOO.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, there's so much happening right now. Most people right now are focused on Shell and the Fennica. I tried repeatedly. I've fought the good fight trying to reach Royal Dutch Shell, which just try getting a number for them. It's wonderful. I think I left a message for their marketing people. And so that's that. And I tried reaching Vigor Industrials. Unfortunately, I don't own a steel-plated ship with a big hole in it, so they weren't interested in talking to me. But meanwhile, as we say, back at the ranch, what is happening is, once again, Coos Bay, Jordan Cove, is under attack. This time, from a very, very peculiar angle. What they want to do is... they have sort of these barrack dormitory things where they're planning to put a whole bunch of people. I myself did not see this coming. There's a hearing today. Jody, can you bring us up to speed on what on earth is going on in Coos Bay?
Well, we know there's all these permits that have been in the process with the Jordan Cove LNG export project, but one of their key permits that they have to have is for a worker camp, because they can't build the facility if they don't have this 2,100 person worker camp. And they've proposed this facility under the North Bend Bridge that comes into town. There's one lane that intersects with Highway 101, which is a two-lane road. The bridge is a two-lane road to go back over the bridge to the north to the worker camp. So they're proposing to house all these people. It's right near a neighborhood. It would be just like if you woke up one day and 2,100 people were going to live down the street, and there's really no provisions. And Jordan Cove has put all these, you know, reports and showing, oh, it's just wonderful. Just put a traffic light and everything will be fine. Well, I don't think that's the case. The more I'm looking at this, it's like crazy. It's like They just keep getting crazier and crazy.
Are these people living there, what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to drive to Salem to poop and brush their teeth? What's the plan?
Well, what they decided is they're going to have buses that transport these people. 20 buses will continually transport the people. So they won't be on the roads, that's what they're saying, because they'll ride the buses to work. But when these people are off work, they're not going to stay down there in that camp. They're going to be all over town. So, I mean, our town of North Bend is around 9,000 people. So this is a 20% increase in our population. And, you know, they're doing things like, okay, they're going to, they say they'll pay a percentage of the sewer, but it means North Bend would end up paying, you know, like $200,000 for their sewer. But they'll pay $150,000, so that's one, okay. I mean, that's kind of the stuff that, you know, our little community's getting hit with the expense of this, and it's just not right. I mean, that shouldn't be happening. The people that live in this little Simpson Heights neighborhood, this road will access their main road to go to Highway 101. So all those neighbors are going to be, you know, hit with all these people. So
The thing too that gets me, and this is something that always occurs to me when we talk about these things, is the powers that be. Even if the town of North Bend had the financial, the monetary ability to pay $200,000, so these people could poop, that where does this go? I mean. Yeah, okay, the money and all that. But still, sewage is sewage, and it's got to go somewhere. Also, waste, just garbage. People are, let's say, pigs, okay, about garbage. Everything gets tossed. That's a lot of people that are contributing to it, an enormous amount of landfill. And the energy costs, they're going to be bringing in, God knows what, you know, a huge amount. I doubt if any of these buildings are solar powered. The amount of infrastructure required to support this. And then once this is all over, then what? That's what I don't understand. I don't see where this came from and how they could have such a cavalier attitude.
Well, they say they're going to tear all the housing units down when they're finished, and, you know, then they'll have this property ready to roll. But the problem is the property's right at the end of the runway. I can't imagine anybody wanting to sleep where jets are flying over you every little bit. I mean, of course, we don't have a super busy airport here, but I mean, they are out there. It's not part of the workforce where the people, the housing units would be, is in the transitional zone of the airport. And I just don't understand why they would think that would be an appropriate spot.
So what is the land currently? Is it just like open space?
What this was years ago, they used to dredge the bay and they dumped the dredging spoils here and there because it wasn't the environmental regulations like we have now. So this is actually a spot where they dump dredging spoils.
It's not that big,
and they have to build a little bridge to get out to this spot where the housing units would be, because you can't get there by other means, and it's not even really stable land. But I don't know. The New Yorker just had an article that came out about the Cascadia subduction and how you know, it's not a matter of if, it's when, and we don't know when that could occur. But they're saying in that article that came out that everything west of I-5 is toast. Well, you can just imagine. Here's all these workers down there. There's no real provisions for evacuating them if there's a problem, and you've got this. There's not enough infrastructure. We don't have enough restaurants and all kinds of things to handle this amount of people. It's just not really thought out well.
It's just not possible. It's what they're proposing is not possible. Not to mention the fact that what about in the event of some sort of seismic activity of a significant size, any tankers standing offshore what's going to happen with them? I mean, oil tankers are not noted for their speed. It's not the sort of vessel you want to be on if you're fleeing a tsunami. That is something that should be cause for concern, but doesn't seem to be. But, so there's this hearing today. Can you fill us in on that? And then moving forward, once they have this thing in place, what do they propose to do?
Well, you mean the worker camp? Today's just the initial hearing before the Planning Commission. It's at 7 p.m. at the Council Chambers in North Bend City's Hall. At 835 California.
Now, of course, we are here out of time after we've given everybody the time and place for that. We'll also commend people's attention to the website Citizens Against LNG. My guest has been Jody McCaffrey. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, July 20th, 2015. Kate Welch engineered the show today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson's the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. Cha-cha-cha. It's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, KBOO's all-vinyl guilty pleasure. Monday nights, midnight to 1 a.m. on 90.7 FM stereo. And around the world at KBOO.FM.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present The Yes Men Are Revolting as part of the KBOO at the Clinton monthly film series. The Yes Men Are Revolting is a documentary directed